There's a big game in Dublin this weekend. It's in the Aviva Stadium at 5 tomorrow. There's a lot of people in town to see it. It's an American football game, a college football game, between Georgia Tech and Florida State, and it's a sellout. Our reporter Molly O'Connor met with some football fans yesterday evening in Dublin's Temple Bar.
It's my first time here, and our first day here, and it's amazing. We love it.
Oh, we love it. So far, so good. The beer is really good.
And the people are really nice.
I stayed in Galway last night, and Temple Bar is the first place I went to in Dublin as soon as I checked in.
It's beautiful. I think the people are lovely.
What do you make of the weather?
We expected it, so we're ready for it, you know.
It does rain a lot in Florida. We're used to it.
What do you guys make of Dublin?
I really like it. It's better than the U.S.
Who are you guys supporting being over here?
The Jackets, Georgia Tech. Hopefully they pull through and win.
Florida State. We're going to win. You can tell by the size of the crowds whether the Florida State people think they're going to win or not.
I am from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm a Georgia Tech fan here for the game in Ireland. We're the underdogs. I hope we get a win, and I think the FSU fans that I've seen have not really been afraid enough of how close I think this game is going to be.
Go Noles!
Go Jackets!
Up for the match, American football fans speaking to Molly O'Connor in Dublin last night. Pádraig O'Kane is with us. He's director and co-founder of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Pádraig O'Kane, thank you for coming in to us today. Is this essentially a transplant of a bit of America, a game and Americans to Dublin for a weekend?
So we've 25,500 Americans in town. It's more than the weekend. They're here on average 6.7 nights, 7 nights. So they're at the moment coming into Dublin from Galway, from Belfast, from Killarney, etc. And the other half will head out to the country after the weekend. So it's a week-long event. We get out about 18 months ahead of these games to promote them, etc., to maximise the numbers coming in. And we average at about 20,000 Americans coming in outside of Notre Dame. So to have 25,500 in is a great result for Ireland in a tough tourism year.
It's a college football game. American football's equivalent of the Sigerson Cup, essentially. Yeah?
A little bit more than that. I'm a Mels of Longford lad, so when I first got involved in college football, you think of, but you know, you take Florida State, or in their stadium is 80,000. They fill it all the time.
For college football?
For college football. It's a multi-billion dollar game. I mean, there's guys playing on this game where there's one of the Georgia Tech guys on $1 million a year. There's three of the Florida State guys. So it is becoming a really, probably taking away a little bit of the beauty of college football with naming rights and different things over the last number of years. But you have a serious game of football in town. This opens up the college football season on Saturday. We're proud to have it for the third year in a row that we've opened up the season. We've ESPN. We'll have a television audience of over 4 million watching this game, as well as ESPN Game Day from Dame Street. Their match of the day, if you want to call their pre-season, so it's another 3.5 million watching that live from James Street. So it's not just the 25,000 people that are in town with a huge economic benefit to Ireland. Indirectly, we're on mainstream TV for 9 hours in the United States on Saturday, and that can't be bad for Ireland.
It's on TG Car here, yes.
Thank God, first time we've got it on free to air. So that's a really great move for us this year as well.
Why is it here? Why are we staging a college football, American football game?
Much more than a game. When we got really behind this and started moving on with it, the Irish-American relationship is so huge to this country and trade. So we call our tagline much more than a game. While we have a game on Saturday, there's business events, there's economic events, there's health events, there's academic events going on all over the last number of days, etc. So this is a fabulous way for us to connect with the United States. Colleges in the States, they're looking at their international programs. So even for recruiting on the teams, it's really important. But for international programs in colleges to come into Europe, come into Dublin, it's far much more than just a game that's happening.
You said that there's 25,000 Americans have come in for the game. Who else is going?
So we've about another 2,000 in from Europe, and the rest is a domestic audience. So we're building up a great fan base for.
So I know tickets are sold out. Were they on sale here then?
Absolutely, yeah. 20,000 locals are going to the game on Saturday. We didn't have that amount of tickets last year because of Notre Dame. We only had small numbers, so we sold out fairly quickly on it. So the sport of American football is hugely growing here, both in participation and in viewing. You know, and this is the long term. This is the game 3 of 5, and we're currently negotiating with our partners to move this on to 2036. So as an annual game from now on.
Now, there's going to be a variation on American football in the next Olympics, which will be in the United States. Will anyone else be taking part?
It'll be flag, yeah, and Ireland could have a team there. It's flag, and we play flag here in this country at the moment.
What's flag?
Flag football, so it's non-contact. So it's a little bit like, from a rugby point of view, the tag rugby. So similar idea there. So we have every chance to send a team to the Olympics the next time. And with this interest and the development, 22 teams play in Ireland amateur around the country. So it's a development sport, and it's a sport that's inclusive. There's so many positions, no matter what your size or weight or fitness is, you can play American football. So it is a participation sport as well.
Are there any tickets left?
Afraid not. Might be the odd ticket come back on Ticketmaster, but thankfully we're a 47,500 sellout.
I know we're talking about it here, but it'll be fair to say that a lot of people in Dublin have no idea this game is going ahead this weekend.
Because of sellout. But for example, we've 60 media partners in from around the United States, NBC. They're all here, etc. Watching that. I think our Irish people are getting to it. They're starting to understand it. It's funny. This morning, someone said, "Is it already the last week in August?" Because we're now the fact that this is the third time in a row. So we're building a nice momentum on this. And the likes of next year, Kansas State are our home team next year. They're in town this weekend to see what it's all about, etc. So I think Irish people. People are certainly in the tourism industry. This is a huge weekend. This is a winner weekend.
Could we move a Sigerson Cup game to Atlanta by way of a swap?
It would be different, wouldn't it? And funny with both teams, we have them looking at their practicing with the GAA coaches and stuff this weekend, and we have the teams are actually out with two Dublin clubs today doing a school with them and showing how the sport works, etc. So again, part of the inclusiveness that we're trying to achieve.
Bárig, thanks for coming in. This is Bárig O'Kane, director and co-founder of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic.